Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Brett Allen here, chatting with the YouTube sensations, podcasters now, and just all around fun guys, the Avram Stiefler and Jason Selvig of The Good Liars. They have a podcast now, and they also have a live show coming up. These guys are really funny. And the thing I really like, I'm not really a political person. Everybody who's political says they're not a political person, but I find it to be true that you guys just, nobody's off the hook, so to speak. And these videos that you've done have gone viral and gotten the attention of Late Night and all that other stuff. And now it's all has translated into a podcast. Jason and Avram, thank you for your time. It's great to meet both of you, and I'm excited to chat with you. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys have started a podcast. Well, let's back up a little bit. I think what people most know you for is just your comedic opportunities that you take, the CPAC convention last year, and really just kind of going up to people and asking questions and sometimes making them feel very uncomfortable. I want to start first with this, and then we'll get to the podcast and your live show. How did this whole thing start? Avram, we'll start with you, and then Jason, you can jump in whenever you
sure.
want.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, the very first thing we did was at Occupy Wall Street many, many years ago. We had kind of been not so much comedy buddies, but basketball buddies, playing basketball together periodically. And then Occupy Wall Street happened. These people were gathering in Lower Manhattan. And we thought it would be very funny if we got some thrift store suits and went down there as the 1%. So everyone was protesting against the 1%. We're like, let's be the bankers. Let's say this stuff out loud that these people are kind of saying behind closed doors. So we went to the protests and we said that if they kept up the protests and we made less money, that we were going to have to give up our third houses. Worst of all, our cocaine habits. And we couldn't have that. And so we just kind of went down there. We called it Occupy Wall Street. Like, we were going to out-occupy the occupation. So when you say, like, you know, you're not super political, or you say that you're not, that was our start. We weren't starting off going to political rallies.
I line up with most of, if not all of, everything that you guys do and stand for. Otherwise, I probably would have said no to having you on the show. Love Covert, God bless them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of want to talk about things that you're familiar with and that you're interested in. But this, I think, is fun because you take a lot of these people, right wing, so to speak, and, you know, kind of just make them answer to what they believe and stand for, right? I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to. It's just being able to give an answer, so to speak, on these things. The one that I think is the most fascinating is the storming of the Capitol, which we know happened. It's obvious it happened. It's very clear that it happened, but people are like, no, that never happened. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, and you ask people these questions, and they have to answer for what they believe, which I think we all should be able to do, right, Jason? I mean, I think it's important. If you're going to take a stand on something, you need to be able to back it up, right? I feel that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, and I think maybe probably more so now than ever in politics, but I'm certainly this has been the case for a long time, where people have a set of beliefs. They're part of, you know, their group. And there's a lot of groupthink that happens with that in politics, you know, on both sides, really. But particularly now in the age of Trump, if Trump says January 6th, it was all an inside job. It was all the FBI, blah, 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 blah. The people are going to believe it. The Trump supporters are going to believe it. Even the Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol and like were inside the Capitol, that we'll talk to them. And they'll be like, oh, no, it was all an FBI thing. It's like, but you were breaking through the barricades with them. You were there. You were inside.
I mean, how do you get out of that? Like, not, that's my thing that I find so fascinating is like, how can you say that you weren't there, but you're like there on camera? I mean, it's just crazy to me.
Well, people often will admit that they were there, but they will say, oh, I saw all these things that it can only be explained by saying that it was FBI or Antifa. Talk to one guy who said it was all the FBI and Antifa. My son knows. He was there. It's like, so which of those two groups does your son belong to then?
Well, DeGrom, his son was Special Agent MAGA supporter 50. No, he was not. His son was there, and he was. And it, I think at the end of that interview, he had a moment of kind of reflection, being like, oh, yeah, I guess that's true. My son was there. Maybe that means they weren't all FBI agents that were there. But yeah, we do have with the interviews. Sometimes there's moments where like it looks like the dots are connecting, especially when it's something that obvious. It's not like a nuanced thing.
Right. No, Trump, you're not. Yeah. Right.
And it's we were like, there, like we witnessed it live when it was happening. And like people with MAGA flags were like sticking them in the eyes, like shoving them in the eyes of Capitol Police. Like it was a very gruesome scene that we saw, and they were definitely Trump supporters, definitely the people that we'd been seeing and interviewing in the day and hours prior. So it is, objectively, it happened. It happened. Hopefully we can take that from this podcast today. January 6th happened.
It's a, no, okay? Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah. And it's interesting because I kind of consider myself to be a fairly conservative person. So, but you can't ignore like the face of things that objectively happened. Like it's, you were there, you saw it. So for that to be a government setup and to be a ruse, so to speak, a facade, would take way too much creativity than those people have personally. I don't know. I mean, you can't like really miss
government's it. Done some bad things. I understand. Yeah,
I mean, the
like,
moon landing, I don't know. There's a movie okay. coming out about it that promotes the idea that it was fake, and that, which I think, have you guys seen the trailer for that? It's interesting.
No, who's in it?
I can't, if you just
this
Google
is the tough follow-up questions. Good.
Channing Tatum is it, isn't it? Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a bunch of other really big top line stars. But it's promoting. Well,
there was a whole thing with Stanley Kubrick being behind. Maybe that's what this movie is.
I think it is like a little bit. Theories. Yeah. But it's basically proposing the idea that NASA is broke and they need publicity. And Scarlett Johansson, I believe, is the publicist for NASA. And her job is to rouge up the space program because they're broke after, you know, the Russians beat us or whatever, so on, so on. And the moon landing was filmed and faked. That's what this whole movie's about. It's interesting. So Google it after we're done here. It might be a good topic for your podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, I digress. So I love the fact that you guys do this, cover it, and you make it fun. And it's now gone to something that was like for fun, and now it's your jobs. You've obviously done other things prior to this. It's very cool. So what was the conversation like between the two of you, Jason, to take this now from what we see on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram clips, into turning it into a podcast?
Well, we basically were thinking, we've been filming now for a decade. We've been going out there filming. We've been to some really, really out there places, not just political rallies. Like we've been to flat earth conventions, QAnon conventions. We've had run-ins with like the Church of Scientology, among other places. Like we have a lot of stories. And also we've got an election coming up that 65% of the country, the word that they think of when they think of this election is dread. They're not excited for the election. And we thought, well, this is a great way that we can kind of navigate people through the 2024 election in a fun way where you don't have to like get depressed by the news of the day, hopefully. and also share some of the behind the scenes stories that we've had on the road, which there have been several hundreds, really, stories that of things that we've had on the road that were really memorable. So we're excited about the podcast, and we're also going to have some special guests on to talk us through, not just from politics, but from comedy as well. Because we, even though we're doing politics, we've always considered ourselves comedians first.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you guys have always done. Yeah, for sure. So that's how I know you from that world. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it's called The Good Liars Tell the Truth. It's available everywhere. It's also on our YouTube. And we've got special longer bonus episodes that are ad-free on HeroHero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. So we're very, very excited about it. And we hope people will listen to the podcast for sure.
Have you guys considered, well, what has the response been recently because of the podcast? I'm interested in what people think, because they might know you. Davram, will go to you about, like, now you're moving to the audio version. Has it been a positive response, I would imagine?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a very positive response, and it's something that we've been anxious and excited to do for a long time. So we're enjoying it, and people are listening. And as Jason said, you know, we have this unique perspective. We go to these places, and with this election coming up, we're excited not just about what we've put out already, but what we're going to put out, the places, the rallies we're going to go to, the events we're going to go to, and give people a unique perspective that we think they can't get anywhere else. Not because no other people are at these things necessarily, but as both of you alluded to, we're comedians first. So we hope to be able to bring, you know, kind of funny and really truthful stuff to people as this election goes on, and kind of be what we have been to certain people along the way, which is their connection to politics, because they cannot handle it otherwise. I know I wouldn't be able to if I weren't laughing at it.
I wouldn't either.
I would have zoned out months and years ago. How do you process this without laughing at it, without, you know, calling out the hypocrisy and so that's what we're going to continue to do. So the podcast has been a great place and way for us to do that. It's something we've been meaning to do, and now we're doing it, and we're very much enjoying it, and the response has been great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say, I mean, I have a 9-year-old, so as a dad, I am very invested in a lot of different things, but I guess I am a political position, a person after 15 minutes into this conversation. You guys have swayed me. Good job.
I got you.
Yeah, you have to be, really, like, you can't just ignore things. Let's talk about the live show that's coming up. Tell us about it, where it's at, when it is, and what people can expect. Jason.
So the show is called The Good Liars Fix America, and we've got a show on May 23rd in Washington, D.C., June 6th in Nashville, and we're going to be in L.A. and San Francisco on the 25th and 26th, 25th in L.A., 26th in San Francisco. And you can get tickets on our website, goodliars.com. And basically, we've realized that we've been filming out there in the field for a decade. And all of this filming that we've been doing is actually research, because we've talked to all these different people about all these different issues. And we've been involved in, like, now three or four presidential campaigns. We can use the research that we have, all this video, to solve some of America's biggest, most divisive issues. So we tackle some pretty big things. Like, we solve the gun debate. And, like, if you come to the live show, the gun debate will be solved for you.
Be,
like,
part of the solution.
You'll be part of the solution.
Be part of the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. So we solve some big issues.
Thin ice, my friend. Thin ice. Yeah.
And we've got some never before seen videos in there, including a politician, an ex-professional wrestler who we had a very, very awkward interview with. In Tennessee.
Oh, I can guess who that is just by your description.
I are you a wrestling fan? Because we could talk for an hour after this.
I am. Was it Jesse Ventura?
No.
Really? Because he's a very awkward interview, I'm told. Okay, now
you just talked about him on the podcast, and maybe you could tell me, how bad is this impression?
I'm Jesse the Body Ventura McMahon. I'm Jesse the Body.
Was that good or bad?
That was pretty good. Will Sasso does a really good impression too. I'm living off the grid. Yeah. So who did you interview that was uncomfortable? I'm interested to know.
Well, you better come to the live show.
I'm in Colorado. I wish I could.
Wait, we're in Colorado.
I'm in Loveland near Denver and Fort Collins. So
we're going to book a Denver date.
We got a Denver show coming up. So yeah, you have to pay money to come to the show and see it, and we'll tell you. No. If you Google politician wrestler, that will be one of the first names to come out. And if you are a wrestling fan, I will give you a hint as to who it is. Okay? They once lit good old JR, Jim Ross on fire, lit them on fire in the middle of an interview.
It escapes me. I have so much up here in the head.
That's good. We got the air of mystery. Anybody listening, go to thegoodliars.com, go to live shows and come find out in person.
Yeah, well, I will have to come up and see you guys when you come to Colorado. Very cool stuff. So when people first discover you, or who listen to this will discover you for the first time, what are your I don't want to say hopes, but like, what do you want? What should people expect? Like when they check out your show, like what is the first impression that you hope that they get? And I want to be clear, you guys, this isn't like a Borat like thing where you're sneaking in and destroying people and setting people up. Like you're interviewing people genuinely and asking them to give an answer, so to speak, for their political standing, and oftentimes counterbalancing that with, well, how can this be? You know, you're like, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing for some of these people when they talk.
Yes. We also prank a lot of politicians too, to be fair.
You do, like, but you do it in a fun way, not a mean way, I don't think.
Oh, I appreciate
the participation trophy that was pretty good though.
I hope people laugh. I hope the first thing they do is laugh, and then I hope they keep watching. We have been doing this stuff for a long time. We've dedicated so much of our time to it. And we're trying to create like those big moments where it's like, oh, I know people who think like this, or I thought like this about something. Like, make it, you know, we hope we're able to strike it like a personal nerve in some way.
Yeah.
And that the work we do makes you laugh, and then is also has value in that, like, you think again about something, or you have something to talk about with someone you care about who thinks that way. And I think we've been consistent enough, and we've put ourselves out there enough that hopefully we've created a lot of those moments. If someone listens to our podcast or comes to our live show or finds us on online somewhere, just keep watching and let us know what you think.
Yeah. And as a podcaster purist at heart, that's how I started this 4 years ago. Thank you for investing in good equipment and good cameras. I can't even tell you.
We are so, the podcast was such a stop and start thing with us, but we were able to accumulate all of this great equipment over our stops and starts before we really put the pedal to the metal this year and released it. So now we've got some good stuff. Although this is just like a screen that like goes up and down.
That's okay. So you have good microphones, and it sounds good. So that's all I really care about. I think it's good. And as a correction, the movie is Fly Me to the Moon Fly Me to the Moon. It's an Apple original film, so we'll probably be covering this, but it's an attempt to solve NASA's publicity problem and how the moon landing was allegedly faked. Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum.
Gotta check this out. We went to a flat Earth convention. I'm sure that the audience will be filled with flat earthers. I can't see it.
Just makes my brain hurt. Well, thank you guys. This is awesome. So we've got the podcast, the live show, YouTube clips, TikTok. Again, when your publicist sent me an email and said, are you interested? I was like, 100% yes. I love you guys. You're funny. I've, again, seen you do other things, but I think it's cool when you can join comedic forces and really do something that's fun and interesting and different and engaging. So you guys are awesome. Thank you for your time. And, I appreciate you hanging out with me today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us. Fellow Brad. Colorado guy. Love to connect. I'm from Grand Junction.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here in Loveland. I've been here 2 years. So
okay.
Love it. Enjoying. Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.